HarperCollins presents Sweet Sweet Revenge Limited by Jonas Jonasson. Translated from the Swedish by Rachel Wilson Broyles. Read by Peter Kenny. Patriotism is the virtue of the vicious. Oscar Wilde.
Tell Oscar I said he shouldn't think so much.
Aunt Clara. Prologue. Once upon a time, in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, there was a moderately successful artist. His first name was Adolf, and he would eventually be famous the world over for other reasons. Young Adolf was of the opinion that true art depicted reality as it was, as the eye perceived it, more or less like a photograph, but in colour. "Beauty is truth," he said, quoting a Frenchman he otherwise wanted nothing to do with. Much later in life, when Adolf was not quite so young, he saw to it that books, art, and even people went up in flames in the name of the correct worldview. This eventually led to the biggest war the world had thus far seen. Adolf both lost and perished, and his worldview went into hiding. Part 1. Chapter 1. He had no idea who Adolf was, and had never heard of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, nor did he have any need to know. He was a medicine man in a remote village on the Kenyan savannah. He left so few impressions in the iron-rich red soil that his name is no longer remembered. He was skilled in the art of healing, but his good reputation reached beyond his valley just as little as the events of the world outside reached in. He lived an unassuming life. Died too soon. Despite his great skill, he was unable to cure himself when he needed it the most. He was grieved and missed by a small but faithful assortment of patients. His oldest son was rather too young to take over, but that was how it worked. That was how it had been throughout the ages, and so it would remain. At just 20 years old, the successor had an even more negligible reputation. He inherited his father's relative competence, but none of his good-naturedness. Being satisfied with small mercies for the rest of his life was not for him. His transformation into something else began when the young man built a new hut in which to receive patients, one that had a separate waiting room. It progressed with his exchanging his shuka for a white coat, and was fully realized when he changed both his name and his title. The son of the medicine man, whose name no one remembers any longer, began to call himself Dr. Ole Mbatian. After that fabled man of the same name, the greatest Maasai of them all, the leader and visionary. The original was long dead and offered no protest from the other side. Tossed out, along with all the old ways, was his father's price list for treatments. The son drafted his own, one that did the great warrior justice. It would no longer do to drop by with a bag of tea leaves or a piece of dried meat as payment, not if you expected the doctor to have time for you. These days, a simple matter cost one hen to treat. The more complicated ones required a goat. For truly serious cases, the doctor demanded a cow. If it wasn't too serious, that is, a patient who died got to do so for free. Time passed. The medicine men of the nearby villages closed down their clinics, driven out by the competition on account of the fact that they still went by the same old names they always had, and insisted that a true Maasai did not dress himself in white. As Dr. Ole Mbatian's list of patients grew, so did his reputation. His paddock of cows and goats needed constant expanding. The clientele on whom he could test his decoctions was so large that Ole became as skilled as people were starting to say he was. The medicine man with the stolen name was already wealthy by the time he celebrated the arrival of his first son. The baby survived those critical first years, and was, in accordance with tradition, trained in his father's work. Ole II spent many years alongside his father before the latter passed away. When the day arrived, he kept his father's stolen name, but did away with the title of doctor and burned the white coat, since patients who had come from far away had testified that doctors, in contrast to medicine men, might be associated with witchcraft. A medicine man who developed the reputation of being a witch would not enjoy many more days in his career, or even his life. Thus, after Dr. Ole Mbatian came Ole...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?